Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Before we start today's show, I gotta let you know, we have incredible merch like these hats, these hoodies, and many other items available at podcastmerch.com. That's right, you too could dress like me and the international superstar Zach Amico.
And isn't that what you want? When you want to be a fashion-forward member of society, who do you think of other than me and Lewis?
I'm telling you right now, podcastmerch.com is the place to go. Go there right now and grab some incredible, real-ass podcast merch. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Here we
That's
go.
That's right, everybody. Welcome to Bye Guys with Zach and Ian. We are so excited about our guests today.
By the way,
Brendan J. Sagalow and Lewis Gomez.
I can actually.
This is so much what it was like going out to dinner with my parents after they got divorced, by the way.
I can cut your mic at any time. This is my show. This is not the Bye Guys.
It is your network, and it is our show today. We are so happy
can
to be here.
Can you cut his mic?
Yeah, at any given moment.
You can cut his mic from your position?
We like to make everything egalitarian on the show. Our guests have power. Our guests have power. Just...
Whoa! Oh, fuck, I fell for that.
You're an actual fat, retarded person.
Hey, I am not a person.
Let me speak.
All right, ready? You want his mic back
on? Okay, all right.
God damn it.
Shannon, you took your finger off.
Ian, everyone, be on the same goddamn page. Fuck.
I know. Sorry. Things get wacky around here on Bye Guys, ladies and gentlemen.
Ian Bydance, somebody said in the chat, which I love, which you should have a Bydance. You should have a Bydance that you do on the Bye Guys show.
I do. It's when I wiggle my wiener in front of someone, like a little. Cut my mic.
Yeah, I wanted to.
You call your wrist your mic?
Look, we have an incredible show planned today. It is the Real Ass Podcast. It is Wednesday. It's hump day. It's bump day. It's thump day. It's dump day. Everyone's taking a dump on the show today.
It's
crump
day. You cut my mic again.
I hate you so much. I don't know why I get excited when I see
you. It's also so funny because me and Ian were out there going like, yeah, my life is fucking shit. And then we come in, oh, it's bum day. It's bum day.
You guys are fucking clowns. This is like the life of a circus clown. Yeah. Like before they put their makeup on, they're like, dude, this fucking sucked.
I don't know.
I'm going to kill myself.
Shaking with cigarettes in our
hands. Now you guys are like, yeah. So that's what happens. Welcome to the life of a stand-up comedian. We have a great show, an incredible show, okay? It is Wednesday, and I'm very excited to have both of you guys back in today. So you guys know, we have, and Shannon has this master list of A-list talent that we include on the show. Wow. One of you guys are on the list, one of you guys are not.
I'm for sure on the list.
Without a doubt.
There's
on the
no
list.
Way I'm not on this list.
I'm so on the list.
I don't even believe the list exists.
By the way, both of them are excited to be on a list.
Shannon,
I thought that's Listerine. What you said, a list.
Shannon, am I making this up?
No, this is true.
What?
I have a list. One day I came in and I smacked Shannon right in her fucking face.
See, why does it gotta be like this? You know what I mean?
Let me tell you what happened.
Okay.
I walked in.
Okay.
I smacked her in the mouth. because she had booked, I believe it was Rob Mayhew and Chrissy Mayer. And I was like, how dare you?
What a terrible show.
What a fucking awful show. No, I'm kidding. I love
Whiny and the Bunny.
Whiny and the Bunny.
No, I kid, I kid. No, it was, but she was
welcome to Bitter and Crazy.
She had a few weeks of subpar booking on the show. Yes, it was. It was a few weeks in a row of subpar booking.
It just, there was often...
Why did I smack you right in your face?
Yeah, why'd you get smacked just up, Shannon?
How you say hello to me.
Yeah.
This is called a Puerto Rican hello.
This is a pre-production meeting every week. This is audio from it.
That's Dylan screaming. That's Dylan the intern screaming.
It's me beating the shit out of Shannon every single week to make sure that we have a better show. That is how much I care about the show. I hit a woman in order to give you guys the absolute best show possible.
Yes.
It's a real fucking deal.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Shannon, what happened? There was a few weeks of subpar booking.
No,
give me your perspective on this, because I'd love to hear it.
I think that there was one day that you came in and you were cranky and you weren't happy with the booking. And so you make up in your mind that it's always terrible and decide that you alone are going to fix it by listing the comedians that I often book on the show.
Eons.
Wow. Lewis, sounds like someone needs to make the show better.
Listen, Shannon, you know what I did was I gave her a list. I said, these are the people that kill it on the show every single time.
The people I book the most often.
These are the people that people like.
You just made a class system?
I did.
For no fucking reason?
I made a class system. Dave Smith is ranting and rallying against this.
Such bullshit. I know I'm on the A-list, so... there's no reason.
I watched Dave Smith's video on why we can't have a COVID passport.
Yeah.
And I want a COVID passport now. It made me want a COVID passport because he was just going blah, 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 blah. I'm like, Dave, get to the point. I don't know what you want me to say. Will a COVID passport make me able to not listen to you rant and rave about this shit? Christ almighty. I am pro-COVID passport. I don't even know what it is. It just sounds cool.
You know. Dave's fucking pontificating when you're begging for Robbie Bernstein to chime in.
Fucking COVID passport all day long. Okay, the way you know what it is? Like, it's like Dave Smith is like a line at an amusement park, and the COVID passport will get you to skip that line.
Fast pass?
Yeah, it's a fast pass. To not have to listen to Dave fucking pontificate and ramble on. So I am pro COVID passport, and let Dave know I said that. I don't give a fuck. Shannon, so I created a master list.
Mm-hmm. Okay? I want to know who's on the B list.
And then there's a B list as well.
Yeah, it was tiered.
And then there's a C list. Is it A list, B list, C list?
Dude, do you have to make showbiz any... showbiz, but you have to showbiz. Make this... But you know what I'm saying? You fucking don't turn on me, you cunt.
Mongoloid intern in there. It's like, you're going to be a star.
Look at the posture.
They have a blind intern.
This is the confidence that, like, Ian... Look at Ian. Ian's like, I know I'm in the A list. Like, Ian's like, his confidence right now. You are... imploding right now.
I'm not imploding.
You are freaking out.
I'm
because
not freaking out.
You're
I know for a fact I'm on. If there was an A plus list, I'd be on it.
Let me tell you something.
S tier.
What?
S tier. That's the top.
I'm an S tier. Whatever that means.
No. SS tier. In our.
Oh, okay.
That's funny.
Let me tell you something.
I'm just saying
you can be on the A list, but I am on a list of my own. I am on the given. I don't even need to be on a list.
What
the
is
given?
That?
It's just a given that I'm going to be
the people
right
he
on
gives
show.
People AIDS.
You're the giver?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine Ian
He's
was
the
giver.
Tree?
Like he had fucking. I wish we could cut him down. Chop him up with a fucking axe and sit on him.
Oh, you'd love that.
That'd be the best.
Chop me down and sit on me.
All right, look, we got a great show.
Why is this chair wet?
To be honest with you, Shannon, you can be honest with both of them. Let them know what tier they're on. Be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you guys are both on the list, but you are on the B tier.
No, they're not.
What?
Are they really?
Yeah, both
I'm on the
really?
B list?
I thought they
what
were
the
both.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Shannon, I will put,
what are you talking about?
I will put my rings all on one hand and who's smack the shit out of you.
Well, it's Lewis that you should be smacking.
Who's on list. The Okay, who's on the fucking
list? No, you never tell the list. You never tell the list.
What? You can't do that, you fucking cunt. No.
I have no idea. I shit you not.
Shannon, you fucking wow. You dick.
Shannon!
I don't think it's Shannon. Hot it's Lewis. Lewis.
Holy shit.
I thought they were both on the A-list.
I am on the... Let me see the list. I'm changing it up. Who's above me? Karen Margolis?
Oh, my fucking God.
Who's that above rules. Me on the fucking list? Was
good
the
work, Shannon. That ruled. I'm leaving.
I thought they were both...
Will I never get any respect in this industry?
Well, listen, that's not a bad place to be. Like, all we need is for Dalton Pruitt to cancel, and you guys are...
Is Dalton Pruitt on the A-list?
Nobody will ever know the list.
No. I'm so upset.
That was Shannon was doing a bit. There was a bit I'll to tell us that we're not on the
put a bit A-list.
That really made me laugh.
Continue.
Shannon, keep on being this funny every time.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Fuck you, Shannon.
Oh, what a fuck. Wacky Wednesday.
Wow, that was wild. Oh, that made me so happy. I've never been happy.
Let's be serious here, though. There is no list, and we aren't on the B one.
What? Why?
I will be thrown up. I don't know. I'm very emotional.
There's definitely a list.
Whatever.
There's definitely a list.
I don't give a shit. I got my own list.
Good.
Yeah.
I'd be on your A list.
No, you're double
you. W.
You're so far down. You're W.
Wow, you're gay.
That's a fucking load on that list.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know.
What are you going to do?
At least you're not on the C list.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You be on the C list.
Don't second place people kill themselves more often, though?
Probably.
That's how I feel. Lord suicide over us to get on the A list?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like a 15-year-old girl.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
I'm just shaking a bottle of Tylenol at you.
Oh, fuck me.
You have one of those like plastic lunchroom knives? I'll do it.
I'll do it. I'll eat.
Let's do our plugs. Let's get into the show. There's a lot to talk about today.
Oh, boy.
Ian Finance, yes. You sexy faggot. What's up, baby boy? What do you got to plug?
Your ass, if you call me the F word again. And I am on Twitch,
faggot.
Instagram, and Twitter. Shannon, cut his mic.
Faggot. Ian is a fat.
Wow.
Oh, Ian is a faggot. We should never have put this brand new mic cutting technology into the table.
I keep falling for it.
It's infuriating.
It's great. I love it. I
cut your own mic, you retard.
Twitch.tv/ianimal69. ianimal69 on Instagram and Twitter. Bye, guys. Every Thursday with my main man, Zach Amico, 11 a.m. on Gas Digital, YouTube, and iTunes on Tuesday. No, he has Infinite Playlist.
His main man.
On-
he has a main.
Serious.
Oh, yeah, dude. Nice. That was a nice set. Nice little PG joke that you did.
Oh, yeah. That's
pretty gay.
Don't. Nice. IanFinance.com for a bunch of dates. I'm back doing shows, and I'm very excited, so check that out. Thank you.
Saggy.
I'm also on Twitch and Instagram. I'm on Twitch as
Saggy and Faggy.
Nice.
Saggle Snake.
I'm not cut. I'm not doing it. I'm not falling for that fucking shit. No, I'm not playing your game. Get your finger out of my face. I'm on Twitch as
Oh, you fucking asshole.
There's an actual button. I didn't even know. I'm on Twitch as Sags2Riches, and then on Twitter and Instagram at Brendan Sagalo. Also, this Saturday, I will be at BJ Ryan's in Norwalk, Connecticut, so please come out to that. And also listen to my podcast, Here's the Scenario, with Mike Feeney and Mike Cannon, and that's fucking it.
Check out my brand new gay conversion podcast, Fags to Bitches.
Nice.
It's going to be available here on the Gas Digital Network. Gay conversion podcast, Fags to Bitches.
That's pretty cool.
Come on.
What was that? What was that? A loading? Zach. A gun loading?
Oh, I'm just getting started. That's what that means.
Oh, shit.
That's what that means. That means ready. Get ready,
Captain ready.
Get ready.
Follow me on Instagram at Zach is not funny. Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. Bye, guys. Thursday mornings at 11 a.m. I will also be at BJ Ryan's in Norwalk, Connecticut on April the 16th doing two shows with Chris from Brooklyn, and I think we're taking Paco too. It's going to be fun.
Paco Baco. I love it.
Nice.
Love Paco. Paco's the man. Paco's in tier number two right now. We'll see what's going on. I gotta fill you in, Zach. You weren't here on Monday. I'm going to fill you in on what's going on with Paco and Irish Joey, what they have to do to prove their allegiance, because it's been a very close race. Very, very close race.
Allegiance to what? You?
This podcast, Allegiance of Skanks.
Allegiance. Believe you me, that was funny.
Yes, it was. Go on, Miss Watch's sign. Felled.
Felled that that one could have been better.
Zach, did you do your plugs? You did.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm sorry, I'm retarded. Yeah, live stuff coming up, guys. Go to lewisofskanks.com is actually the website, lewisofskanks.com.
What?
You get some new dates coming to you. We're going to be in Florida. Me and Kurt Metzger are going to be at Boca Raton, Florida, Tampa, Florida,
nice.
Port St. Lucie, Florida, all in mid-April, the 15th through the 18th of April. Then me and Zach are going to be in Cleveland at the end of April. I believe that's the 29th. Las Vegas is coming up. Austin's coming up. I'm going out to Cali to do some training, so I'm going to try to get some shows. I got to see how that is working out there. Are the places open out there? Is the Comedy Store open or any of these places?
I don't think so, not yet.
We'll see.
I think they're just doing outdoor stuff.
This could be like a month from now, so maybe you guys will see me out in the California area in an outdoor show or something. Who knows? We'll figure it the fuck out, okay? Either way, lewisofskanks.com. If you guys love the show, please subscribe at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. You get a 14-day free trial. Actually, no, fuck it. If you're listening to this on iTunes or anywhere else at this point, it's a 7-day free trial. You get a 7-day free trial if you guys use the promo code RAP. That'll get you instant access to every single show that we've ever done, the complete on-demand library for all of the podcasts here on the network, including all four of my shows, all of Zach's shows, Ian's show, obviously, Shannon Lee Hires, The Thing Is, Ding, and many, many more. All ad-free, uncensored, racist live chat access. Instant access. As soon as the show is done streaming, it goes into the on-demand library. There's no waiting period. So yeah, use that promo code. Make sure you get that 7-day free trial. Subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Once a month, I do a giveaway. I'm giving away $250 this Friday night. Friday night, $250 on the stream. So make sure you guys are subscribed and you're in the live chat. One lucky winner. Maybe some other gifts too. Maybe I'll give out some Sheath underwear. Maybe I'll give out some fucking, you know, who knows. Who knows? We'll see what I have lying around.
I would like some stuff.
Be a subscriber and be in my live chat.
Okay. Subscribe and follow my Twitch, twitch.com/ianimal69. I'm better than Lewis at every video game. And
then I'm the king of both of you because
I will fuck you up both. At this point, I'm pretty good at Warzone.
Yeah, right.
I've gotten good.
Dude, we should do Resurgence. It's Resurgence. So fun.
Resurgence? I don't know what it is.
Dude, it's a smaller Warzone map and you respawn. Like you can either do quads or duos now, and when you die, you respawn. It takes like 10 seconds to come back, or like 30 seconds, depending where your team is on points. So fun!
It's fun, yeah.
Really, really fun. It's like way faster paced than Warzone. Smaller map, really good time.
All right, let's try to do it.
Let's do it.
I fucking like it.
Yeah.
Last time I played Warzone with Lewis, he was constantly on the other side of the map.
Yeah, Lewis really likes to go rogue on Warzone.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Fuck. Sorry, that's why I get confused because I was going to say something. You guys really confused me, and you fucking made me not remember what I was going to say.
Great broadcaster.
And now I forgot it again. Now I forgot it
yes.
one more time.
I've yes, been smoking weed again. We're mentally cucking
I've
Lewis.
I've been smoking weed again. It's you been a whole fucking thing. Shut the fuck up, Ian.
Why?
Don't fucking judge me.
You're better
me.
Than that.
I got to cock my gun not. Again. I cock my fucking gun again. I haven't drank. Good. I'm thinking about having That's a red great. Stripe in Jamaica.
Don't do it.
I'm going to be in Jamaica, man, next
week. Don't do it. Don't
yeah,
have it.
A red stripe, maybe
beach,
a little
man.
Bit of rum.
No, you bumble clot on the beach.
I don't even give a shit about alcohol. I can just stop drinking again with ease. That's not an issue. Weed is the whole problem.
Don't do it.
Don't
you
worry.
You got to be laser focused. You got to be laser focused for your fight. You got to cut it out. You got to train. You're doing great. I believe in you. You can do it. You don't need.
You don't even sound
lettuce.
Like you believe in what you're saying.
Are you just are you just saying all
He's
fucking
saying
famous
quotes.
Sayings?
He's just saying
cut
quotes.
It out.
Nothing is impossible.
You can do it,
Lewis. Even the word says I'm possible,
Lewis. You can do it. Shoot for the moon. If you miss, you'll be amongst the stars.
I hate Mondays,
Lewis. If you live in the past
Hang in
and
there,
live
baby.
In the future, you're shitting on the present. Okay,
we are giving away.
Yesterday was history, tomorrow's a mystery, and all we have is the present.
Whoever smelt it,
that's why. That's why they call it a gift. Unwrap it.
Yeah.
We're giving away a PS5.
What?
On the Gas Digital Network.
No, you're not.
Yes, we are. We for are. What? You have until the end of the month to subscribe to Gas Digital.
For going on this show a bunch of times for free?
No. You have the end of the month to subscribe to Gas Digital, the end of April.
Yeah.
And we're doing a drawing. One person at random is being chosen to win a PS5.
Well, we got to promote that on Buy Guys. Matter of fact, yeah.
Make sure you use the promo code RAP. Use the promo code RAP.
Guys, GUYS.
RAP.
Guys. Rap Guys.
Anybody who subscribed can,
and it's only for new subscribers.
No,
it's anyone that subscribed.
Anybody that subscribed.
Look at that.
Yeah. So
thanks for telling us.
Nice little giveaway, but it's a good time to subscribe. Good time to subscribe.
Good communication. Thank you.
Yeah, the whole team should know. Everybody should know. Shannon, make a note. Thank you. Thanks, Shannon.
I do know.
Shannon, you let everybody know though. Did you do all your shows now?
Yeah. You do. You and Ralph are most of my shows. Then
I'm mostly your fucking father. What's up?
What?
Yeah.
Shannon, cut his mic.
What does that even mean?
I hate
Hello,
this
Hello, and then I said, fuck your mother. Fuck her. Fuck her in her butt.
I'm going to say this right now.
Not a fan of that bit. Fuck you.
Get up. Don't you dare. Right. Don't you dare silence me.
All right. Let's go. Let's talk about some of this stuff here.
Oh, boy.
New York is recreationally legalizing marijuana.
Nice. Ugh.
What Why, is your ugh. Problem, Ian?
It's so dumb.
Why is
I
that
mean,
dumb?
Look, I don't know. Like, weed used to be fun when it was dangerous. And, ooh,
what are you, 14?
Caught. Yes.
When it's was a being adult now. Do coke.
When was weed dangerous?
Weed was never dangerous.
Years ago. Yeah, it was. You could get caught by the police.
We're white.
Well, I have gotten caught by the police.
And what? They drove you home?
they gave me more. They're like, you're not smoking enough.
Listen, young white man.
Yeah.
We just confiscated these drugs off of these.
So every time I got caught by the police with like weed, they'd be like, is that lint? You got to throw that lint on the ground. I was like, yes, it is lint.
Where'd they said that?
Put it on
what?
The ground and then they
If it was lint, why would you have to throw it on the ground?
Why do you have a belly because button was... full of weed?
Why do you have lint in your pocket and a belly button full of weed? I don't know. Look, yeah, legalize it, whatever. But I don't know. I think everybody is just too high all the time.
Anytime I've been caught smoking weed on the street, I've been...
incarcerated.
Anally raped with the plunger. they really take it to another level.
Yeah, I mean, is this how did Anne great?
How did Helen Keller's parents punish her as a child?
They used to put a plunger in the toilet.
God damn it! You're right.
Why can't Helen Keller drive?
Why?
She's a woman.
Yeah.
Wait, can I ruin this?
What?
Yeah. What do you do after you rape Helen Keller?
Oh God!
Break her finger so she can't tell anybody.
What did Helen Keller name her dog? you dumb, blind, deaf bitch.
Yeah, you dumb, dead idiot.
Yeah, she's had it good for too long, Helen Keller.
Dude, the funniest thing was Dice dropped in to do a set at like Broadway Comedy Club years ago, and he did this joke about like, back in my day, girls used to cover their ass with hair, and now they shave their pussy and asshole. Back in the day, girls used to hide it like Helen Keller in the attic. And everyone laughed because he was wrong. It was Anne Frank in the attic, and he thought he was getting a laugh. And he goes, yeah, that's right. Helen Keller in the attic.
Oh!
And then afterwards, this kid went up and goes, I'm from the part of Brooklyn where you're from. I'm just so inspired by you. Thank you so much. He goes, okay, dog. And then walked away.
Okay, dog.
On my Oculus, I have a, I downloaded it too. It's an Anne Frank like tour.
What?
A virtual tour. Cool. So you go into Anne Frank's house and fucking jerk off. That's what I do. I just beat off everywhere.
I just scream, she's in here. Yeah, she's in here.
Yeah. Hey, officer. Officer.
So I just fucking wipe my dick on her journal.
Oh my God. Does it have her journal on the table?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's virtual. What happened was I went into it and then it was just a virtual like rendering. It wasn't like pictures that they did a 3D thing of.
It was just a regular.
It was like a cartoon, essentially, of it. But you got to see how like tight it was, and like,
damn.
Yeah,
you got to jerk off. It was fucking great.
Did you break out in hives because you were in your juice?
Yeah, I told you you weren't here on Monday. I did a Seder for.
Oh, that's great.
For
and
Passover.
Oh,
We did a, and that's a seance.
Are you dying?
We
Why
did a
are you
seance.
Just slowing down?
Because I smoke weed again. You look, it's a trade-off, okay? I'm a little bit sillier. I'm a little wackier. I'm a little more out there. But I'm going to be a little slower.
Mm. I got to say, I did like you better when you were sober.
You like me better when I'm sober?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
Really?
He's no, just trying to get on the A-list.
He's too stressed.
Really?
Yeah.
I am. I'm very angry all the time.
You've got to take the edge off.
When I'm stoned, I'm not as angry. But I am. I work better when I'm not high. I speak better. I think close.
I think close.
Clearer and sharper. Clash.
I like him better when he's high because he falls asleep 5 minutes into the car ride.
But I'm driving. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I'm a little bit stoned now. It's all good.
You think you're going to cut the weed out, or you're just going to go all the way through?
I'm going to, for the rest of my life, cut weed out for a month or two, then go back and cut it out.
Well, why don't you just smoke at night?
Shut the fuck up, Brendan.
Okay.
Yeah. Why? I didn't think about that, Brendan. I didn't think about just doing it in moderation.
Why don't we just eat when we're hungry?
Yeah.
Because it's fun.
I mean, come on.
It's fun and we're empty inside.
We have no control of ourselves. None. Dude, I fucking almost had to punch my sister in the head yesterday.
Why?
Because she came over.
She ruined Seinfeld.
I have these keto cookies that are fucking delicious. Mm-hmm. They're delicious, but they're like, they taste like real cookies. They're like good. Like usually when you get keto shit, it's not the right texture, whatever it is, right? Mm. This bitch, she just wants to eat cookies. She doesn't care. Like these are like $8 per bag of keto cookies. It's crazy. Jeez. But so she comes over, she's just eating them. I'm like. Like each one of these little tiny cookies is like a dollar, bitch. Like you need to stop eating my cookies. She's not keto. She just wants cookies.
Yeah.
Oh, it made me angry.
Okay. All right. Well, stop being such a cheap bastard.
I got to witness the entire Gomez household on Friday, and I really enjoyed it. Yeah, yeah. I spent some time with James. I hung out with Aunt Anna Marie.
Oh, really? Give me your perspective on the Gomez household.
I enjoyed it.
They liked you a lot. My aunt was like, that Zach is very nice.
I liked her a lot. She was nice. We watched the news together.
You guys look like old ladies.
Yeah. I fell asleep watching the news at 5 o'clock.
They were just sitting in chairs next to each other watching television.
There's like a montage happening. She lifts up like a quilt with a goose on it. He lifts up a quilt with like IGP on it or something.
Dude, it was so fun. So
Zach would be the Blanche of the old lady group, though. Yeah. He's just sucking and fucking everybody.
I'm a slut. No, it was so funny. We're watching the news, and it said shooting in Muncie, New York. And your aunt just turns to me and goes, it's where the Jews live.
Yeah. It's true.
Well, I picture Lewis's family just like an Eddie Murphy movie where they are all just like, they look like you.
It's different Lewis's? Like,
yeah.
Hercules!
No, my aunt is a sweet old lady.
Yeah, you see what lady? But then I fell asleep and I woke up and James just ran in with his shirt off.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, you got to fucking cool it down, buddy.
Why?
Yeah, by the way, this is how cool Paco is.
You gotta cool down. I'm a pedophile. Yeah. I'm a registered sex offender.
This kid's too good. He's too handsome. He can't be strutting it around like that.
Paco,
who's Paco?
Paco is the guy sitting in chair number two right now.
Paco is literally James's toy.
Dude, Paco.
He does kind of look like older
Paco's
James.
Paco's so good with kids. So good with kids. He plays with the kids all the time. But I look out on the trampoline and I see James is not wearing a shirt and he's wrestling around Paco. And I did have the thought, I was like, I don't know if Paco's not a pedophile. Like, he could
be. We barely know him. We met him very recently.
We don't know
this
guy. We have no idea. He could easily be a pedophile.
Are you a pedophile?
A Pacophile?
You also don't know the age of the person that he raped.
That is true. We don't know the age of the person.
He's a Filipino.
No, I know how old she was. We did a whole deep dive. Me and my chick.
So did he.
Me and my chick, we, on a car ride, went and did a deep dive on Paco. That's why he's still here. Mm. It's because I believe him. I don't believe any women. I believe all Pacos.
Nice.
I believe all Pacos. And he was just spewing at the mouth. If you go watch Paco, like, describing what happened, it's crazy. Like,
wait,
you actually watch. We don't got to do it. We already did this on Legion of Skanks. It's a whole.
We don't have to do it.
Paco had an oopsies.
Paco.
Did he poop his pants?
He pooped somebody's pants.
Yeah. Paco caught some allegations, but he's all right now.
No. Wow.
He's all right now. He got through, and he's all right.
Oh, my God.
And he's at the right network.
And he aired it out on Legion of Skanks.
We should write a children's book about, like, all things, like, cancel culture.
Guy's been in comedy for 1 year, and he's already moving up the ladder.
Well, and the first chapter will be the allegation alligator. and it's going to be an alligator that teaches you about false allegations and real allegations.
The blackface blunder.
No, it'll be a new animal at the zoo. It'll be the cancellation zoo, and then it'll be a new animal at the zoo. And the monkey section will be Black Lives Matter. I'm kidding. These are jokes.
Christ, Lewis. The N-word to lope.
How great would that be? A fucking children's book that teaches you about cancel culture.
A crocophile.
It's a crane Gillis, and it's just a bird. Come on, you fucks. Fuck you. No, stop. Stop. I don't feel comfortable with you having a button that shuts me up.
Why? It's fun.
I don't like it.
Why?
It makes me feel not... You fucking asshole! Stop it!
We have a cough button that nobody ever uses.
No.
Ever. Have you seen anybody ever use a cough button?
I used it earlier.
I do.
You use it?
Yeah,
on the show when you have to cough?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you smoke cigarettes, so you're hacking up a lung.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's so unattractive.
Cigarettes?
Yeah, you talk all the shit about weed, but you're out here huffing and puffing cigarettes like a fucking a dildo.
Cool guy?
All right, it's a cool guy. Fine.
Yeah, I know.
It's pretty cool.
I know. And I got a soft pack, I go. Want one?
A cool guy in like the fucking 70s. Like, it's not cool anymore.
No.
Nobody thinks it's cool now.
I'm bringing it back. I don't think it's cool or uncool. I think people who think it's uncool are fucking dildos. I think people that think it's cool are queeks.
I don't think it's cool.
Do you think people that
don't
like their airspace invaded but with cigarette smoke are dildos?
Yeah, they're fucking dildos.
No, it's not a dildo, dude.
Yes, they are. Because there are some people that are like, oh, you know that kills you, doesn't it?
I don't say that. I'm like, get your fucking cigarette smoke out of my face.
That's how I feel about weed smoke.
Weed smoke at least smells delightful.
No, and it gets you fucking high.
It gets
dude,
you
no.
baked.
Mm-mm. I don't like getting high. You can do it. I just don't want to be around it.
You just
and
like,
when I smoke, I go around other people, so I'm not like...
No, you don't get a buzz from cigarettes anymore?
If I don't smoke for like half the day...
Ian, you lying fucking cunt. You stand outside of the door with 1 foot up against the fucking door, so people got to like, excuse me, to get in the studio while you're huffing and puffing.
I know.
Like a bully.
And
like
I got
a bully
two out
in
of
high
my
school.
Mouth, like Huff the Magic Dragon.
Ian the other night was talking about how cool it was to smoke on stage, because we've been doing stuff outside. So I think that's the complete opposite of what you're saying.
It feels cool to smoke on stage, yeah. But I'm saying when I do smoke outside, I'm aware and I walk around people so they don't have to be in my cigarette smoke, you know?
Yeah. All right.
Especially when I walk around, you know, without a mask, I walk like in the middle of the street and out of the way of people.
All right, real quick, we must take a moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is YoKratom.com, YoKratom. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you're in the market for Kratom, let me suggest that you buy it from YoKratom.com. They wholesale Kratom, meaning that you get it for way cheaper. They're home of the $60 kilo. This is exclusively where Shannon buys all of her Kratom from. She has kilos of Kratom delivered right to her door. You too can be like Shannon and become a Kratom addict with YoKratom.com. YoKratom supports this show, all of the shows here on the network. Skankfest marquee sponsors, sponsoring my entire fight training for the Jason Ellis fight. So we fucking love YoKratom, and Kratom can really be beneficial in a lot of ways. Go do a little research, see if it can help you out. Get your Kratom from YoKratom.com. Okay, where were we?
Yes.
Paco Joey, I want to know what's going on right now with the crucifixion.
What?
So both of them are pretty equal in skills so far.
Okay.
They've been coming in, they've been competing for the second chair. Dylan is no more on the show.
No? What happened?
Yeah. He got
mad. We had to let him go.
It's really?
Over. Yeah.
Yeah.
He moved back to Florida.
What?
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. It's over.
Shut up.
No, he didn't.
I thought he was doing No Need for Apologies. Really?
Let's not talk about it.
He's off the network?
He's gone.
Wow.
Gone. Why is he gone?
He's on a plane right now.
No, he's not.
He's in the animal cargo space.
He's on a Greyhound right now. We put him on a bus.
To like Florida? Dave Mustaine and Metallica?
Yeah, dude.
You just woke him up with a Greyhound ticket? Nuh-uh. Is he?
Dave Mustaine's from Megadeth. Actually, he was in Metallica.
He was in Metallica, and they fired him. Yes, yeah. They put a Greyhound bus ticket on his face in the morning, woke him up, and sent him on a bus.
Why'd you fire Dylan?
Because he was partying too much, doing
heroin.
He
wasn't a good fit. Yeah.
He wasn't as good as...
Yeah, he was too fucked up on drugs to work here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. He must have been on a lot of drugs.
Was he too black from the network?
Listen to me. Let's forget about Dylan. Let's move on to the fucking who the new second chair is,
okay?
Okay,
let's do it.
So, yeah, you know, we were on the show on Monday. These guys are very, very close. Everyone likes both of them. you know, no, nobody says a bad word about Paco or about Irish Chevy. Now, Shannon sort of showed her ass, okay?
Oh, damn it, oh, I missed that.
Listening.
Very flat. Not exactly what you want it to be.
Yeah, I don't think she'd have a good dumper.
Yeah, I bet
Shannon,
the ass
what's it look like?
Shannon, can we just see your butt?
Can you just stand up, Shannon? Shannon, you did a good bit earlier. Reward yourself.
No, talk to the potential second chairs. What? It's fiction. Explain to Zach because he doesn't know.
I want to talk to Shannon's chair.
Shannon, you were leaning a little bit more toward Irish Joey.
No, I was saying that I was taking that out of the equation. Because if I was feeling towards Irish Joey, I would have just told you I picked one. It's Irish Joey, and we probably would have gone with him.
We probably would have. So you really don't have a choice here.
No, I'd like to not have the choice. I like them both.
You like them both. They both do great work. Mm-hmm. So because we, at this point, their skill sets are fairly evenly matched. Mm-hmm. Their passion is up for question, I guess. That's really what we're debating, right? So what I said, what I said,
an apocalypse, if you will.
What I
Gestel Snake?
God damn it, it was good.
Gestel Snake. Thank you. Gestel Snake. Gestel
Snake. Gestel Snake. Woo! Validation Snake.
So what I said was we're going to make them both, we're tying them to giant crosses. It's Easter week in Union Square. And
whoever doesn't asphyxiate first wins.
Whoever gives up first is the winner because they will show their true real ass passion in a fucking very fucking Catholic way.
Okay. So, okay, cool.
So where are we at with this, Paco and Joey?
So we went to Home Depot and it's kind of difficult to find wooden beams that are efficient enough to hold both of us. So we're looking at tree trunks right now. And
well, you have to nail yourself to it.
Yeah, right? We're going to...
Why don't you just make them hold their arms and tie wires to a car battery like Abu Ghraib and put a bag over their head? And whoever drops their arms first loses.
We electrocute them.
Yeah. And that's a simple solution, right?
No, we're not going to do the arm dropping. I like them being crucified in a public place for everyone to come
and
see.
Yeah, that'll go well.
This is just like a fucked up hands on a hard body kind of thing.
What's that?
Hands on a hard body? It's a documentary about a bunch of people that put their hand on a truck, and the last person with their hand on the truck gets the truck. And it's like a 3-day fucking thing, and people lose their mind. They're not allowed to lean. They're not allowed to do anything. They can walk around, but that's fucking it.
No, I think you should have to have your maybe you can. Yeah, we have to have your arms tied, and you have to be standing on something. That's really the way you got to make this work.
Tie them to a tree shirtless and put honey on their chest and see who lasts longer.
Yeah, Ian's got a tree in his backyard.
Yeah. I call my dick a tree.
I mean, I expect you guys, as producers of this show, to be able to problem solve and figure out how to build a crucifix.
Paco, you can't even build a crucifix?
I don't have carpenter hands, but I've already seen a couple of tutorials on YouTube. And I think we can get one together by tomorrow.
We need two together.
No, we're going to go back to back on.
You're going back to back. Ooh, I like it.
I don't think it can hold two people like that.
It's going to even out the weight. We're not as big as you, Brandon.
Hey, Wow. Okay, well.
Now show them them teeth.
Shannon, is that an automatic thing or do you hit it every time? You're just on point with that fucking sound
effect.
I'm
programmed when I hear that sound to hit the number.
Hell yeah. Nice. Yeah, you just made an enemy for life, you fucking Jew. Okay?
I'm debating if I want them to be back-to-back because I feel like the image of you guys both being crucified, like, that's much more Jesus-y. Like, they didn't give Jesus a buddy to be like, oh, hey, what's up, doggy?
Yeah.
They were three.
Yeah, it was Jesus.
Yeah, but they weren't back-to-back.
What was the second guy's name?
Bruce. Larry.
Brutus?
No, it was like Barbarous or something.
Barbara? Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
No, I don't think it was back to back. That's like a fun thing. You guys can keep each other engaged. I feel like you need to think about your sins whilst being crucified. It needs to be more lonely, does it not?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a part of it, that it's incredibly lonely.
These fucking dickheads are going to be playing 20 questions. They're going to be mind-melding.
They're going to go, I spy with my little eye something that's hurting inside of my palm.
How long do you think you're going to be able to stay up there, Paco?
If we're actually getting nailed,
Barabbas.
I'd say, I think for me, 30 minutes at tops.
You're not getting nailed to the cross.
No, we're going to tie you to it. What
the fuck is wrong with you?
Barabbas was his name.
You're ready to be nailed to a cross for the second chair position on the Real Ass Podcast?
I mean, that's real ass.
That is real ass. I like that. I like the fact that he's willing to take a nail through his fucking wrist.
Real dumbass.
Yeah. Dumas.
Kessel Snake. Kessel.
The name is Dumas.
Dumas.
Wasn't that a root beer commercial?
Was it a peanut butter commercial?
I don't know, but it was so funny.
That song fucking rules, dude.
Well, Mr. Dumbass, the name is Dumas.
I'm so happy to become a part of the Dumbass and Dumbass family. You know the commercials. I think it's, is it a peanut butter commercial?
I don't know.
The name is Dumas.
I really tickled Ian reminding him of that commercial. There it is.
Oh, there it is.
I can bring a lot to Dumbass and Dumbass. I'm a go-getter. Dumbass material all the way.
This guy's a good actor.
So, am I your man, Mr. Dumbass?
The name is Dumas.
That's pretty thick-headed.
That's a great commercial. That is my favorite commercial, I think, of all time. I think that is my favorite commercial of all time. The funniest. It's got Ian.
It's just silly fun.
Silly fun times. What's the funniest
this
commercial?
This is Luis J. Gomez reporting live from the United Nations. I'm here with the ambassador of Nigeria.
What's the funniest commercial you've ever seen?
I think that one. What's funnier? I can't think of a funnier
What's funnier, fucking asshole? What, me? Saglo.
What, me? Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of anything.
Of a funnier commercial?
No, I can't think of any. I guess that's the height of comedy.
That's pretty funny, dude.
That's great.
It's a great commercial.
What? Look at you rolling your eyes.
Rolling my tiny eyes.
Come on. What's funnier?
I don't know. I can't think of anything.
The Aaron Burr commercial. That's the peanut butter commercial I'm thinking of. Across wires there.
Or what was the one?
Aaron Burr.
With the football player that would tackle people. Remember that? I don't think it was Old Spice, but it was like the office guy.
Maybe.
It's like huge football player would just tackle people in the office. It was like a Super Bowl ad from 2001 or something.
Yeah, look up the Aaron Berg commercial.
Jews like peanut butter? The vaccine's fake.
You know who invented peanut butter? Yeah.
Nice.
That's Steve Buscemi, dude. No, he was the bad guy in Jury Duty.
Vienna Wood Dance in D, one of my all-time
favorites. Peanut Butter and Jelly fucking rules.
And now, let's make that
it's so good.
Call the best. Today's $10,000 question. It's a tough one.
A Fluffernutter is really good, too.
Alexander Hamilton in that famous duel.
He's sitting in, like, an exhibit all for right, it.
Let's go to the phones and see who's out there.
Hello?
Hello, for $10,000, who shot... Excuse me?
This is funny.
Oh, it's a milk commercial.
That's funny.
I'm sorry.
Look how big the knife is.
That's Roach from People Under the Stairs, right?
Yes, that's who it is. It's Roach from People Under the Stairs.
He's also the...
Aaron Berg!
He's also the guy
Get
from
up his doctor.
Jury Duty. Mm-hmm.
He's also in Tammy and the T-Rex.
Mm.
Yeah. What? Who will never be able to work the city of Austin? Aaron Berg! Aaron Berg! That's a funny one. Another funny commercial. I mean, do I just have like funny commercials stuck in my head right now?
You have none? No commercials.
It's like an Encarta 95 for funny commercials.
I think we played it on the show before too. It was a commercial about your top five on your phone back when like Top 5 was a thing on one of those phones, and it's just secret lover phone commercial. This one made me fucking laugh. Really. And also, if you guys are in the chat, let me fucking know.
What was that?
If there's any funny commercials in the chat, this is. I know this is fucking like this, like fucking like a dumb morning show.
Yeah,
thing, no, it's great.
I think it's great. It's really bringing.
I think
me
a
back.
Really funny commercial was the Sarah McLachlan doggies commercial. That really makes me laugh.
What's my girlfriend doing in your five? Wow. You don't give another man's girl a foot massage, and you definitely don't put her in your five. Okay, you're being
a Pulp Fiction
really
reference?
Paranoid.
That is a funny commercial.
I should take that. Who's in your face? I'm T-Mobile.
Ian pointing and laughing.
It's hilarious. That's very funny. Oh, fuck.
Shannon, what was the commercial with the football player that tackled people in the office? It was like office lineman or something.
And if you call now, we'll give you two tickets to Justin Bieber and the Poconos.
You know what's funny? Like, this is, it's really showing you. It's showing you. Like, I bet you, like, Ian's commercial. Ian, sorry. I bet you Sagalo's commercial is not even funny.
I don't have a commercial.
Oh, Terry Tate.
Yeah,
yes.
This.
I don't have a funny commercial.
Oh, wait,
this
commercial. Is the one that Ian brought up.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ian brought it up. I apologize.
Yeah. I'm not bringing up any commercials.
I bet you this isn't funny.
Yeah, this is not going to be funny.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, Paul.
Pew.
Okay, all right. It's getting me. Pew.
Hey, buddy.
Oof. You know you can't bring that weak ass stuff up in this humpy bumpy. You killed it, Joe. You made some more. You know that, baby.
You're an idiot, Ian.
This commercial sucks.
This commercial sucks. This is how simple-minded Ian is. Just a fucking human crashing into another.
I was 15, you fucking cuck.
You fucking moron.
What is that a commercial for?
You were just defending it, though.
I mean,
I don't know. I don't know. That's
it's terrible,
great.
Ian. It was not
Wait,
a good,
yeah.
funny commercial.
What
was
I that for? I remembered wrong from when I was 15.
Yeah,
what
dude.
Was that for, though? What was
did.
That a commercial
that's
for?
That's what makes it great.
Coffee?
You talk about it.
You did.
Show
that
the
was
next one,
fucking
Shannon.
Shannon, what was the commercial listed as for?
And if you could name the commercial, you'll get 6 tickets to go see Dido.
Dido.
Dido. You'll see Dido in Jamaica.
Yeah. Hold on. The only information here is Terry Tate, office linebacker, was a Super Bowl commercial in 2003, but it doesn't say what it's for, so hold on a second.
Yeah, I don't remember any of these. That's the only funny commercial. Shannon, do you have any suggestions?
There are no funny commercials.
I can't think
those
of
were all they're all mine it, were hilarious.
They're saying it was for Reebok.
All the commercials that I brought to the table were goddamn hilarious. And they say that taste is probably the most important attribute of an artist.
Taste?
Taste. I have great taste.
Oh, okay.
Incredible taste.
Lick them right now.
Ooh, you taste like schnozberries. What are you doing? What's happening over there? What sound effect is coming up? Uh-oh. I don't like it.
You can guess the sound effect.
Yeah.
I have more of a fucking right to talk about this than you do.
Oh, Little DeRosa.
Little DeRosa.
You know, Schnozberry in an earlier... It's Roald Dahl that did that, right?
Yeah.
In an earlier book, Schnozberry is a euphemism for dicks.
Really?
So the hidden joke in Willy Wonka is she goes, and the dicks taste like dicks.
Shannon, awesome. Can you pull up a tutorial on how to build a platform-based crucifix?
Podcast network?
God damn it, Zach.
It should be purple when you click the link.
Yeah.
How to build a crucifix?
All right, there we go.
It's so nice.
Heritage restoration and design.
This guy just built stuff from fucking thousands of years ago. How to build a catapult.
Yeah. Cedar boards. How to build a Trojan horse.
To make the connection point for the beam, a section of main board was carefully cut down using old world data wing techniques.
What?
Building stuff is so gay.
When putting together your slave's quarters.
After cleaning out wood residue. The crossbeam was cut in the same manner.
Oh, so you have to... No, this is way too crazy. No, they can't do that, Shannon.
There you go. No, that's so easy, dude.
I mean...
The centerpiece of the crucifix is a 50-inch resin corpus of Jesus crucified.
Nobody ever has...
Or Paco.
Nobody ever has Jesus on his first day crucified on the cross. It's always... The cross was treated and always like days.
Welcome to Running Bits here on Real Ass Racket.
That's funny. That's funny.
Was carved oh, my and God.
There are legs to that?
Yeah. Yeah. Very oh, we need a little sign underneath you guys in Hebrew as well.
It says King of the Jews.
Yeah, that says mean to Brendan. For no reason.
Look, it's painted like Paco.
We're now ready to be assembled. A special thanks to Wilson Lawn Service. Who
oh, this is a lot.
You get to dig it in
this
the ground.
This is going
to
be a lot.
This is a lot.
You get to dig lot. It in the ground or put it in a drywall bucket of concrete.
We're going to probably get
how ironic is it that we would need a carpenter to help do this?
Yeah.
You know what? I have full... You know what? New thing I just realized. I'm going to consider giving a time bonus to whoever builds themselves a better crucifix.
But they want to be on one
oh,
crucifix.
Oh, new thing, new thing. This isn't going to happen.
new thing. Ian, yes, it is. Yeah. I will bet you.
Double new thing.
I'll bet you that they are on crucifixes tomorrow in Union Square. And people can come and see them. Like a David Blaine attraction.
And they would, too. People would.
People will come and see them.
Fly out to see.
You could throw things at them. I encourage people to throw things at them and send us video of you throwing things at Paco and Irish Joey.
You'd make the news for sure.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Without a
oh,
doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're doing it.
Yeah. It would turn into some like protest thing or people get like upset.
No, it's Easter week, too, which, by the way, I didn't know when I was planning this.
Yeah,
I
Mexicans didn't, do this every year.
I didn't consider the fact that it was Easter week. We're lighting the crosses on fire, by the way. And an homage
with Paco
to
on it.
The Ku Klux Klan / Jesus Day.
This isn't going to happen.
Yes,
no
will.
One's getting crucified tomorrow. At Union
you're
Square.
A stupid bitch.
There's no way you're going to get wood. You're going to do that.
You'd have to start.
Also,
right
how
now.
Are you going
to
secure it in the ground so that the crucifix stays upright and it won't
you have
fall
other
over?
Interns hold the crucifix? Yeah.
Not my fucking problem. Yeah. That's their problem.
If you Paco. Don't believe in the biblical intentions we have with our interns, then why has Mike Harrington been wandering outside for 40 years?
I'm just saying, like, this is not crazy. This isn't rocket science.
No,
this
it's
is...
easy. You cut a fucking. Yeah, it's easy. You can make it happen.
You know, even if we just have to fucking, you know, tie some wood, you know, tie a fucking broomstick across a piece of wood and then tie their arms to it, that's okay.
It's not going to hold.
What do you mean it's not going
to
hold?
It doesn't have to hold their weight. There's going to be somewhere for them to stand.
Yeah, they can stand on a trash can. There's going to be up
so
with their arms spread.
Why don't you just make them stand with their arms spread?
Because that's going to be... The challenge is who can keep their arms spread for longer versus who's giving up on being crucified in public. In a loincloth and shirtless.
Yeah, stop being such a naysayer, Ian.
Now, who's going to be more humiliated, them or that time you made me stand in Union Square with the sandwich sign for the stand on my birthday?
Oh my God.
Holy
What was that for?
The week the stand opened, they bought a giant light-up sandwich sign.
Like one of those, like...
I convinced Zach to do it because he thought it was a sign made out of sandwiches.
And
at the end of the shift, you could actually eat it.
Union Square with a giant light-up sign advertising the stand.
Oh, my God. When was this?
My birthday? whatever year the stand opened.
What a sad 2012? Birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Did you get any spots out of it?
No.
Sunspots.
Not bad. That was not a bad joke.
Louis just seriously going, that's not a bad joke.
Paco, thank you very much.
Buddy,
I'm very excited.
That. Let's get a coffee.
What time are you guys going tomorrow? Is it tomorrow that Jesus was
Friday.
Somebody said it was Good Friday.
Friday, yes.
Well, it was good Friday for him.
Bad Friday.
Or whatever, some sort of cream.
But didn't somebody else say it was fucking,
Someone said Holy Thursday. That's
Holy
why we
Thursday.
Thursday.
No, it's Good Friday.
What happened on Holy Thursday?
Okay, so here it says Jesus.
They prepared to crucify him.
Jesus, as described in the New Testament, was most likely crucified on Friday, April 3rd, 33 AD.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
April 3rd?
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So then Friday during the Real Ass Podcast, they'll go up. We'll go to a fucking live cam in the street.
Cool.
Shen, have this all ready to go.
This is on them.
They have to do this.
They can go the whole weekend.
This is not happening.
This is on them, though.
This is happening, Ian. How much?
No, it's my favorite show on Comedy Central. This is not happening.
It was fucking great.
That was good?
It was good. Shut up.
You don't think that was good?
I mean, it was fine. It wasn't worth a little sound effect.
All right, let's lighten the mood in here. Owner of two pit bulls that escaped and killed neighbor's three-year-old son and injured his mother will not be charged.
Why not?
Well, I don't know.
And this was in New Jersey, so I figured you'd like to hear this because you're against pit bulls.
I'm bringing this story up because I had a problem with it. Why would you bring this story into my fucking life about two dogs that killed a three-year-old?
Because this is... this goes against what you believe, which you believe that pit bulls should be illegal.
I think we should kill all pit bulls.
Right. So this backs up your point. That's why I brought this story up.
Including the rapper.
There you go.
Yes, I agree
so
on that.
So you could be the only one who looks like that?
Yes.
Yeah, Mr. Worldwide.
I hate pit bulls.
Why?
Because they kill children.
So?
What?
Like, why?
Is there a breed of dog that kills kids more than pit bulls?
No. What is the most dangerous? What is the most dangerous?
Cuteness.
I bet there's a Chihuahua that has killed a baby.
Yeah, no. There is. There was Jack Russell Terriers that killed babies too.
Nuh-uh.
Babies have soft spots in their head, so just one little Jack Russell Terrier tooth.
And I got okay. A soft so what's spot a common denominator? Chihuahua.
Kids and babies. Get rid of them. Yeah, save maybe. The dogs.
I don't know. I hate fucking
pit bulls.
I don't like them.
What? They scare you? Are you scared of them?
Well, it's ever since I had a kid. I was like, dude, every time I see a fucking pit bull, and every time you see
Dobermans scare me
you
more.
You see a pit bull owner, fatal dog attacks by breed. Wow, 69% is by pit bulls.
They're just strong. That's the
13%
thing.
13% by those mixed breeds.
Rottweiler is 8%.
Rottweiler.
Major Biden, Joe Biden's dog just snipped at someone again.
So it's all pit bulls. And look, it's not even pit bulls that I hate. They are just giant beast dogs. And there's in most places, there's no, like, you don't have to take any training. Like, you should have
they
to
are
take
scary.
A, you should have to take a course in order to own a pit bull. And you fucking walk.
I think you should have to register it like a gun.
Yeah.
Which, so it won't stop any of the people that own them. Just like guns.
Yeah, it's fucking...
So you're holding your pit bull sideways.
Why would you bring this story? Why would you bring this story into my life, Shannon?
I'm so glad it's in your periphery.
I need to know about this
child. So how
are
they not getting... They're not getting any... They don't have any responsibility for their dog murdering a child?
Right. So because the dogs escaped from the house and then got into the backyard of their neighbor, it says there are no state laws in New Jersey specific for dog attacks. And so prosecutors have to find ways to prosecute pet owners under existing laws. And so they weren't able to find that law that they broke.
I mean, two dogs just aren't worth the life. How many dogs are worth the life of a three-year-old child?
Oh, my God.
Three or four.
At least five dogs.
Yeah. Kill the dogs.
No, I think you take the owners, tie them up in their house with the dogs, and don't feed the dogs.
Fuck. Mm. I think you take the owners and crucify them in Union Square.
Whoa. Or take the dogs and crucify them? Oh, you break their dog arms?
Oh, no.
They just killed a baby.
You rub up and rub its belly.
What do we know about the owners? Were the owners like pieces of shit that abuse the dogs?
The name, they haven't released the identity of the owners yet.
Of course.
Can we see them?
They haven't
released the identity of the owners. You high motherfucker.
But what if we could see them?
I mean, we're all picturing them.
Look
they're
how
really
cute they are. Logan monsters. And Rocky. See, man.
Do you want to see the three-year-old?
No.
Yeah.
Just pull up a chew toy.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus. No. Oh.
Aziz Ahmed?
Yeah.
Good riddance.
Did that make it better? No.
Oh, no. Hey,
Kibble. Oh, no, that sucks. Jesus Christ.
And the mother was also wounded.
The mother was wounded?
Yeah.
Go back to those dogs. They look so cute.
They're adorable.
No, I hate those dogs now.
They're awful dogs.
What a conundrum. Choosing a side in this is rough.
Guess who'll stink.
Wow to that joke, Ian.
This story really gave me pause.
It's It's a tragically clipped tail.
I think it is pit bullshit that the
I was just about to
charged.
Say that. I was just about to say pit bullshit. Fuck.
We're on fire, everyone.
That really upset me. I have to go for a walk.
So it does say the mother is actually fighting for her life and needs multiple surgeries. She'll never recover from the scars she now has to live with. And it says a neighbor said the dogs have bitten a number of residents who now avoid walking near the home where they're.
Oh, the dogs attack people all the time.
Seems that way.
This has a very biased kind of feel to it of her being like, "You're never going to recover," and she's still in the bin. I thought you were still doing the bit.
I was waiting. I was waiting for a dog pun. I was like, "Bias."
I was waiting for a dog pun.
Bias.
I have a picture of the tiny coffin.
No,
oh,
Shannon.
No, Shannon.
Oh, man, they cheaped out.
It is just a pine box.
It's just a shoe box.
That is awful.
Oh, God, why are they pictures of a tiny coffin?
It's really bad.
That is so terrible, sad, man.
That is really awful. Look at these dogs just fucking. And people are like, yeah, Pitbull's the best.
I mean, they're cute, and when they're nice, they're
so
great.
So why haven't the parents been in trouble for the dogs biting people or chasing people in the past? I don't understand that.
There was a dog in my neighborhood when I grew up, and its name was Chip. And this dog would just jump on you and like fucking like attack you, but not by biting you, but by like, if you're a kid, it would just stomp you to death. It was like a stampeding beast. And it killed my cat right in front of me.
Nuh-uh.
My cat Queenie. Yeah, it got out of its like, you know,
area,
and it grabbed Queenie by the neck. And
oh,
went,
no.
Me and my sister were like,
How many cats have died in your childhood?
Oh, so many cats have died. I mean, look,
she's like, I need cookies.
So, yeah, and then we took Queenie to the vet. And I remember the vet was like, yeah, we got to put her down. And she was all just like breathing, like, she was a black cat.
What?
Yeah.
You're upset about Shannon putting this story in your head. You're putting that in our head.
Queenie? You don't think my
a real ass bum.
My Queenie story is not as bad as this fucking tiny.
They're both.
I mean, I cannot believe that. Canine nut.
You got it? Ian? You got it?
Rough.
Terrible.
I mean, I wish those dogs were all bark, no bite.
Okay.
Fair.
You used an analogy.
Yeah, it's like I'll make you think it's one thing, and it's another.
Individually.
That was fucking crazy.
That's right.
That's a sad story, Shannon. Can you please not fucking bring sad stories like that into my life? This is supposed to be a fun, silly morning show.
So many fun dog jokes.
No, there's not. These aren't funny jokes.
Fun dog jokes, Lewis.
At what cost, Shannon?
Drink your coffee. Make your dog jokes. Do your podcast.
Do your podcast to make your dog jokes.
What happened with SpongeBob? It was canceled? No, they didn't cancel it.
Because he's gay? Cancer.
Well, they Paramount Plus stopped streaming the show now, as well as Amazon Prime.
Why?
Because they there was an episode called Quarantined Crab, but with a K, and it was deemed insensitive due to the real-life pandemic.
What?
Yeah. Wait, there was something else, too.
It was recently.
It also says they talked about a clam flu, which is insensitive because of the actual pandemic. So, yeah.
Is this a new episode that they made?
Wow.
Hold on, let me find the date.
Wow.
It's like an old episode that they aired.
So wait, they cut all the episodes?
I don't even know if they were still making new. I don't even know if
they cut all of them because of that?
Yeah, Paramount Plus and Prime stopped streaming all SpongeBob because of this.
What?
By the way, Paramount Plus, I just got a 30-day free trial because I'm watching The Stand. The Stand. And it's the whole movie's about a fucking
pandemic.
Does Zach
have to advertise it in a sandwich board?
2018 is when the episode came out.
So they just streamed an old episode.
And they canceled the entire series?
Yeah.
That's so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Would you have stock in SpongeBob?
No, I just think it's so dumb.
I think it's all.
A lot of people lost their jobs.
People are freaking out about Asian hate now. It's like that the media just keeps on reporting like Asians being attacked. It was like,
yeah.
It's not happening any more now than it was happening before. It's just like now that's the cool, funky thing to to report on.
The fucking media does that
happening more.
Are you saying they're attacking funky Chinamen in funky Chinatown?
Is that a? I don't get the reference. Oh, is that the Kung Fu fighting song?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, if we didn't learn that the media does that after they... Remember when people were getting thrown off of planes and then, like, for 2 weeks after that, it was like everyone was getting thrown off of planes?
Mm-hmm. And I thought you meant
I thought you meant in the air. Like, and what? I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
D.B. Cooper.
Remember that three-month period where everyone was being thrown out of airplanes?
Yeah. No, you remember when Cyrus the Virus threw Dave Chappelle off that plane?
And they were all named Pinball. Remember that?
But it's like, it's just, I mean, how... People are just stupid. Like, you watch the news, and how do you not go like, oh shit, yeah, they don't give a fuck.
Hey, did you guys address?
It does seem like it's happening more and more.
It's not happening more and more. They're reporting it more and more.
That's exactly what they want you to think, dude.
God, you're such a mark, dude.
No, I'm not.
That's why you like that football player commercial. You are stupid, dude. You just wish it was that commercial
media,
and then news,
the media
that commercial,
just knows
then
what's
news.
Hot. The news knows what's hot, so they keep pushing it. I'm sure there's a bunch of different, like, I'm sure there's a bunch of black people getting fucking attacked, a bunch of white people, a bunch of
Aren't there still Mexican children in cages right now and just nobody cares?
Yes.
The media's not reporting
nobody
it.
Cares.
They renamed it spillover facilities instead of cages.
That sounds like a water park.
That's what I call
Come on,
Shannon's
let's
pussy.
Hear it. Up. Oh! Show them titties.
I didn't.
Now I'm sorry if you talked about on this titties. On Monday, but dude, that Bo and Yang thing on SNL during
the weekend update
was the most pandering fucking.
I missed
bullshit.
It.
It was just 5 minutes of not jokes,
dude.
Was it the same thing as them having Kate McKinnon sing like "Amazing Grace"?
Yeah,
or whatever?
It was him giving like information on like websites to use to stop Asian hate.
Right.
It was
some of it.
Horrendous.
Yeah, and also, by the way...
Also, the title of the segment should have been Panda Express.
Pan Face Express?
No.
I don't know who the
Pan
fuck...
Pan Face Express? Excuse me, everyone. Shannon, can I have a laugh track on here? But I don't want it to be a laugh track from... Like a big comedy show. I want it to be a laugh track of people enjoying my joke on a podcast. Like their laughter.
Good luck finding that. Fucking start scrubbing down, bitch. You're gonna have to do a Seth Simon's deep dive.
It can be them enjoying anybody's jokes on a podcast. I just want it to sound like an intimate
fuck.
Intimate laughter. Intimate laughter.
In fact, so every time Lewis makes a joke, somebody goes, ha, good one, Zach.
Do you want to watch some of that?
You stink.
Go ahead. What are you going to say, Shannon?
Do you want to watch some of that Bo and Yang stuff on
Sure, I don't even know what it is.
It is.
But here's the thing about this and the Daily Show is that they're talking to people who are already believing this shit. It's like you're not reaching anybody that's different.
Yeah, no fucking black teenager who's going to shoot a Korean deli owner is going to see this and be like, you know what?
Shit.
Mr. Yang's all right.
Also, it reminds me of the whole like Black Trans Lives Matter thing. It's like, who is beating the shit out of Asian people? It's black people. Who's murdering trans people? Black people. So there's this weird message that they have that is fucking like, I don't know, like it's just not completely honest. Like they don't want to have the real conversation. They want to just sort of have this kumbaya bullshit message. It's not real.
There's an issue where like...
Which, by the way, I don't give a shit. Like I'm not even going like, oh, okay, got to get those black people. I'm just saying none of this is a real problem. The Asian...
Or it's the same when they were saying that Hasidic Jews are being attacked. And they're like, but they're not going to know. And they're like, this anti-Semitism, white supremacy has to stop. And then you're like... Who's beating up all these Jews?
Yeah. Mm. It is funny, though, to see, like, you know, like...
An Asian person being attacked? You're right, I agree.
To see signs at rallies that are like, Black Lives Matter, Asian Lives Matter, Muslim Lives Matter, Black Queer Lives Matter. It's like, you're right, all lives do matter.
Yeah. That's hilarious. That's a good joke.
No, you're racist.
That should be a bit.
Yeah,
that's
you
really
should
funny.
Do that as a bit.
Like, you need to be more inclusive.
I hate the fact
write it down.
You've said something funny ever.
Ha ha ha! Something, and yeah, it was really funny, dude. You should write that down.
Thank you, guys. Yes.
All right, let's watch
about
this.
Taste.
Let's watch it.
I got to take a peek.
Yang Gang.
Anti-Asian hate crimes here to share resources on how you can help is Asian cast member Bowen Yang.
Hi. Great. Is that my official title, Asian cast member?
That's how you told me to introduce you.
Yeah, I set your ass up. Feels good. Hi, everyone. So, things for Asians in this country have been bleak for the past 2 weeks, and all the weeks before that since forever. But there's a lot of work to do, and I found some posts online with action items everyone can take to help.
Yeah.
I know, I mean, look.
It's making me line
could have even been... Here's the thing. Here's my biggest problem with all this bullshit.
I need to Can I have a moment to just fucking...
Go
ahead.
Since forever?
Wow. That is brutal. Let me tell you something.
That line could have been funnier.
Asian people do not have it bad. I'm sorry. I'm sick of it.
Oh, Jesus.
The worst... No, dude. Fuck you, dude.
Here it comes.
The worst they have it is people make dumb fucking jokes being like, oh, Who cares? That's not real fucking struggle. Dude, Asian people make... Am I wrong about this? Don't Asian people make more money than any other racial class? Aren't they... They're more doctors and fucking Asian fucking... So what
good point, Lewis.
I don't know. Me and Ian watched 36
Chambers. Blacks and Puerto Ricans have real fucking problems.
Me and Ian watched 36 Chambers the other week, and it was like the first guy you see has like one of those fake teeth things and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Boo-hoo! Boo fucking who?
It doesn't matter who
that's
has
not
it
a
worse.
Fucking real
it doesn't
plight,
matter
dude.
Who
that's
has it worse. It doesn't
you know,
matter.
Puerto Rican...
No, he's talking about his Asian friend, boo-hoo.
it doesn't matter who has it worse. Something is going on right now. Something needs to be done.
You fucking
attention needs to be brought to it.
Homo.
You know karate, and you know Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Everyone,
you should be volunteering to help people if they feel scared and unsafe.
Homo.
I'm a homo. Fine. I'm a homo. I will stand against hate.
You know, it's not even a real thing. Nobody hates Asian people.
Yes. Yes.
Nobody hates Asian people.
Historical...
Their lives rule. Their lives fucking rule. They're Asian.
All lives rule.
Okay. Maybe some of them have small dicks, likely.
Jesus Christ.
That's the worst thing. I have a small dick. And I'm Puerto Rican.
Who doesn't? And your dick is multicolored.
Right? Who doesn't have a small dick? We all got small dicks.
Come on.
Ian's got a nice piece on him.
Look at all the commonality.
Ian's got a nice piece.
This is why Ian's so confident, dude. Look at the way his body language is right now. He's like, dude, this is fine. I got a big old fat cock.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you piece of shit. I want to fucking peg you in the face with a coffee.
You could have stopped to peg me. Here's my problem with all this shit is like, stuff like The Daily Show and stuff like this, where it's like, just, hey, be funny when you're doing it. You can say all this woke shit or whatever. You can have opinions being like, let's stop beating Asian people up, but funny first, you fucking cunts.
It's just not a real problem.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
You are completely ignorant about what's going on. It is a problem.
No, you
is
don't
it?
Know shit,
yes.
dude.
It's really happening that
yes.
much?
Yes. Hate crimes and attacks are up. Crime is up in the city, and it is a problem that needs to be addressed, and people need to come together and try to do something about this.
Ian's right. Who's friendlier in the streets than Asian people?
What's despicable is what happened.
He called me a spick, everyone. Everyone. Did you hear me? No one's got a problem with that.
What is absolutely disgusting is that video the other day, that woman being attacked and the security guards watching it and then shutting the door and not intervening.
Can I say this?
What's happening
is
these attacks are going on and people are scared to intervene and help out fellow citizens. It's bullshit.
Homo.
Homo. I am going to...
You are a homo. You are a homo.
Get you fucking strong.
So what?
I just overrode it with this button.
Up. Yep.
Up.
Can we watch the rest of that? Can we watch the rest of that? Nice.
We stink.
Can we watch the rest of that?
No, it's not.
Yeah, let's watch more unfunny on the comedy podcast.
It's not happening anymore.
We're
than
making
it was happening
it
a
is.
Month ago or 3 months ago or a year ago or 2 years ago. It ain't happening that much. It's just a sexy story. Watch Shannon.
It is a sexy story. It is happening.
It is happening, and we need to address it. And it's a shame, and it's horrible.
If you contradict me, we're gonna have a fucking problem.
Yeah. If you give us facts,
I have the video that Ian was talking about. If you wanted to
pull it up,
it's terrible, man. Pull up the video.
It is disgusting.
I'll see what happens.
Lewis, as
video shows, a man kick a 65-year-old woman.
She went fucking far though. Bam.
On her several times.
Tiger hit.
Police say. Why? Why is he doing that?
Oh wow.
Sources tell CBS2 he also said, "You don't belong here," and then ran off. This happened just before noon.
Who's that? Suge Knight?
43rd Street. This is the suspect. Investigators are looking
for. Laugh from
the Asian Hate Crimes Task Force tweeted the video, saying in part, "The cold-hearted building security guard not only failed to render aid, he closed the door on the victim."
Oh my God! What an asshole!
It's fucking despicable.
Listen, I'm not saying that that didn't happen. I'm saying that that story of somebody watching somebody being attacked happens every single day, yeah, multiple times
and
per day.
And it's fucking horrible.
And it's not front page news, but it is front page news now because it's Asian. It's the one time that it's Asian. It's the one time that
no, it's not the one
well,
time.
Well, the way we read it, it would be the back page.
Listen to me. give me the fucking numbers on Asian hate crimes being on the rise. I'm sorry.
For being uninformed? Well, thank you for your apology.
When I'm wrong, by the way, I play my tribal drums.
Lewis is wrong.
I have not been wrong today.
Lewis is wrong. Yes, you are wrong. It's happening. It's happening a lot. And there needs to be something done. As somebody
Paco,
who knows
Paco.
Self-defense, you should.
Yeah. Let's ask Paco.
Paco, do you see Asian hate crimes being on the rise or no? Do you see it with your own tiny little slanted eyes? No. Exactly.
Oops, Ian.
Point proven.
You got egg and cum on your face.
So Asian hate crimes surge 145% while overall hate crimes drop 6% in 2020. That's good. Let me tell you why. Because you look at those numbers at a glance, you're like, all right, that seems bad, right?
Yeah.
Overall hate, the number 6% is likely larger than the jump in Asian hate crime. Overall, there's probably more. That's overall. It's all hate crimes. Jews, Blacks, Puerto Ricans, fucking gays.
How is it good if there's
that's
an increase
everything.
In some, but a decrease in
it's
all?
It's a decrease collectively. That 6% overall is a decrease. They try to put these numbers. Shannon, pull up the numbers.
You know how Chappelle did the thing about how, like, with 9/11.
How old is 15, really?
With 9/11, it was like Black people going to Muslim people, like, tag, you're it.
Right.
This is the same. It's flavor of the week.
Yeah.
Hold on, let's see. New York City, total hate crimes, 2019, 2020. Oh, yes, look at that. New York City hate crimes are way down. Where's Asian?
Percentage of change, anti-Asian hate crimes, 833%.
Yeah, that's only
28,
though.
Three anti-Asian crimes in 2019.
Wait, we're talking about 3 versus 28. Look at how many people there are in New York City. That's barely anything.
And
yeah,
I mean,
it
look,
still means it's happening, and it's being publicized
they,
now more.
Look,
and I think hate crimes are up. I think this is like a hack opinion, I guess, but any crime against somebody is there's hatred involved. There's some form of dislike and some sort of bias involved when you attack someone else. To denote like what is a hate crime and what is not, I think takes the teeth away from the actual crime being committed. But there are crimes motivated by legitimate hatred, which is terrible, which is horrible. It's happening more. There needs to be something done. And there needs to be a real conversation within certain communities of why this is occurring.
Well, talk to that guy that kicked that Asian lady and ask him why he's a white supremacist. Because that's who's doing these fucking crimes.
But what, Dylan?
And for a weekend update,
we thought Dylan was gone.
He's here to shoot the place up.
Oh, no.
Please.
Fuck.
And my sorrow.
Dude, how great would it be if Dylan fucking
killed himself?
Like literally, no. Just try to pull like a bomb, like he bombed, and they just killed everybody out there and himself.
Hey, Jesus
and we all
Christ.
Lived.
Just see a bunch of blood splatter on the wall here.
It'd be fucking great.
So we're not gonna watch the rest of that. I would like to, you know,
what the
develop the Bo and Yang thing.
Bo and Yang, go ahead, pull it up.
I mean,
oh right, I've seen those on Instagram, like list of places.
Wait, are they trying to make it funny, or is this like a let's be serious for a minute?
I mean,
you know how SNL likes to just take 5 minutes out of the show to be serious?
To ruin
like
momentum.
Never.
Right. Go ahead.
I found super helpful.
6 ways you can check in on your AAPI friends and tell them they're so hot.
Oh, is that real?
Yeah, I guess people just want to help us any way they can. Yeah. Here's a list of something I've seen a lot of activists post to amplify these Asian voices who want more Paneras in North Brooklyn. Yes.
That's really something that Asian communities are
concerned
about? I
get what they're doing, yeah, but it could be a lot funnier.
It's about him?
Right, right. It could be like way
funnier. That's kind of funny.
You know?
Yeah, that's not bad. I thought it was like, let's be serious for 5 minutes with no jokes. Like, at least they're trying jokes.
It's terrible.
So the whole premise is like, this is how you can help your Asian community. Tell me I'm hot.
Or whatever. Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Buy your Asian friend more Nikes.
Fine. All right. Maybe
they can make them themselves.
Maybe it's up a little.
Yeah.
Very slightly. Very slightly.
But still, that sucks. That's bad. And I think, like, when that guy was going around attacking women in the subway, that needed to be addressed. Well, I think, like, people don't want to call the police because the police, you know, attack and they shoot, blah, blah, blah. Remember the Guardian Angels in New York?
Also, police don't attack and shoot them. What are we talking about here?
No. That's why I said blah, blah, blah. Because that's a narrative, but it doesn't mean it's fully true.
You just fucking, you know.
I'm saying there's a distrust in the police. So there's this narrative. You shouldn't call the police. You should intervene. I think there needs to be more of a police presence. I think the reason there's not is because we spent a whole entire summer being like, police bad, police bad.
Yeah, and now when you call them, they're like, we'll get there.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel like there needs to be some sort of like, you know, 9/11 on the plane, citizens coming up and intervening more. But they're scared because, you know, if you intervene, something
could
happen
to you. That's what they're doing. That's why they're attacking Asians. They think they're helping society.
Also,
they're intervening.
Maybe the community that is attacking Asians don't normally call the police.
Yeah.
You know? Because there's a distrust in the police.
Yeah.
That's why it needs to come in through all these different fucking channels.
I want a t-shirt that says, that's why I said blah, blah, blah.
That'd be a drop.
Angrily saying, that's why I said blah, blah, blah.
It's so funny.
Ian.
Yes?
You make me sick.
Good.
You're a fucking liberal cuck. Fuck. Fag-tard.
That's
shit.
Me, Notorious IAN.
Notorious FAG.
All right.
That, you know, we're taking it away from Cannon, because Cannon, now that he's got a child, he owns some property, things have really turned around in his life.
I don't think he owns...
Shut up.
...anything.
So, Ian now is the
he
Notorious
owns a cell phone. He barely owns the shirt on his back.
He owns the fact that he lives with his in-laws.
All right,
beautiful
what else?
Family, Mike, and I love you very much.
What else is on
we
here? What happened with Chet Hanks?
Oh, this dude.
White boy summer, dude.
I fucking love Chet Hanks.
White boy.
He's himself all the time.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
He thinks he's that. He's being authentically himself.
No, he's Bob Marley all the time.
He's a fucking Jamaican man, and he's living his best life, and I love it. Did you see the cameo he made for that woman? Oh, my God. He made this cameo after his white boy summer thing. He was like... Hey, I hear you're a black queen. That's me bowing to black queens.
He fucking loves black chicks.
And he beats it 100%. He's living his best life. I support him.
Yeah.
Well, what is this?
I think he's a cool dude.
Shannon.
So the video is of a fight he and his girlfriend had where he obviously picks up the phone all the way towards the end of the fight claims that she stabbed him with a knife.
But what? When did this happen?
Hold on.
You're threatening me?
I believe him.
Oh, shit.
This bitch just attacked me with a knife.
No, I...
Whoa.
This bitch just attacked me with a knife.
Did I attack you with a knife? No, no, not at all. You pushed me.
Oh, wow.
You pushed me.
Now you're trying to flip the story. Wow.
It was just trash all around.
Wow. She just attacked me with a knife.
You better get out of my face.
She just attacked me with a knife. There's the proof. She's mad because I caught her stealing. Stealing my money. Taking my credit cards and charging her rent to them. Other shit like that.
What?
When did this happen?
What? What did he just
that
say?
That is pure trash.
That rules.
Yeah. That's garbage.
I can't even picture him and Tom Hanks sitting at the same table.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Your dad was in big, and now you're acting like a real jerk.
Tom Hanks sees that video and he goes, Houston, we have a problem.
He goes, you're a sad, strange little man.
Well, the other brother, Colin Hanks, he's like a little dweebazoid, right?
No, he's just like an actor. He's like, he's got his shit together.
Oh,
like
you're a little dweebazoid. So you
I'm a little dweebazoid.
You don't see little dweebazoids.
I'm a little dweebazoid.
Dweebazoid is so funny. Can you please name the episode Dweebazoid?
Oh, that's a dweebazoid
that
thing rule. To say.
You're a fucking,
can you please name the dweebazoid?
You're a dweebazoid, so you see him as being a cool guy. You're like, oh, no, he is cool. No, he's a fucking dweebazoid.
What makes him a dweebazoid?
Look
at
him. He's dweeby and zoidy.
We both said look at him. Look at him. He's wearing a suit. He's got his eyebrow up. Like, what the fuck?
Like, did somebody say dweebazoid?
You know who's a dweebazoid? You know who's a dweebazoid? The guy who's pretending to speak Jamaican and getting into knife fights with his black queens.
Me? That has happened, yes.
No, he's fucking cool.
No.
And he's funny.
Chet Hanks, at least he's a fucking, you know, look, he may fucking suck. But at least he's a real ass dude. I take Chad Hanks over Colin Hanks any day of the week to hang with.
Chad Hanks would just be like pulling a string, and every time he says something even more ridiculous.
Yeah.
It would be so fun to hang it with him and just see what.
Are you crying? There's no crying in fucking black chicks.
Yeah, Chad Hanks. Would
No.
Chad Hanks would rule. Chad Hanks would take you out in his fucking dope ass cars.
Right.
You'd make a rap video with
him. Get a cross tattoo for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it.
Put a giant tattoo on your back.
Yeah, you'd fucking like you'd end up doing Molly and going to like a club.
That would be cool.
You'd go visit Ibiza.
I bet that other fucking
Colin Hanks would be like, "You want to go reading?"
Yeah,
like, which is nice too.
Let's go
to a coffee shop.
We're gonna go see foliage.
That's cool too to me.
No, it's not dweebazoid. This is why you're.
I'm not a dweebazoid. You're a dweebazoid.
No, I'm not. I'm cool as shit. Dude.
I'm a real ass dude. I'm saying everything. I'm saying how I feel.
Are we pretending you're a real ass dude now?
I'm a real ass dude. You fuck. I'm a real ass dweebazoid.
Look at that
guy. This
guy
sucks.
Is that a new tattoo?
This guy is every every single fucking dude I went to high school with.
Yes, he sucks.
Look at his tits.
But you want to hang out with this guy over dweebazoid ass Colin Hanks?
Yes, I feel like hanging out with. I feel like if I was in that dude's passenger seat, he'd be driving scarily. Like he would be making me.
You know, he's got a bunch of CDs by the Case Logic CD holder on his fucking flip up thing, and a tape deck turned into a CD player.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the times you'd be going, "Watch the road." I feel like you'd be doing that a lot. He'd be looking
maybe,
at you. Looking
but he'd be
back,
giving you cocaine.
Going, yeah, my dad fucking does Molly all the time. No one knows that.
Fucking Colin. Pull up Colin Hanks now.
Colin Hanks is the shit. He's a funny dude.
Pull up the coolest
picture. I'm sure he's banging some fucking hot
broad. How do you know he's a funny dude? You don't know. You've seen him in movies. You've seen scripts.
I heard him on podcasts.
Red. Really?
Yeah, don't get mad at me.
You listen to a podcast with Colin Hanks?
No.
You dweebazoid?
He was on like Doug Loves.
I was kidding.
Stop calling me a dweebazoid.
I was kidding.
Welcome to the Nerd Hour on NPR with Colin Hanks.
Look at that. That sucks. That does suck. All right, that sucks. He looks like a dog that became human.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, I'm half Tom Hanks and half Beagle.
He looks like Vegan Negan.
Yeah, Vegan Negan.
It looks like if Tom Hanks and Big went through a divorce.
Yeah, he looks like he owns his own wine cellar.
I'm Colin Hanks. Welcome to
My podcast.
This is my best friend Brendan.
I would listen. I would listen to a podcast with him and Chet. Just fucking him going. Like,
oh, the Odd Couple. That'd be great.
Oh
dude.
My god.
Yo, you're faggot, son.
They
it's actually just me and Ian.
Yeah. No, I'm not. You
actually,
are.
It's fucking Chet Hanks just being like, yeah, son. Right.
Yo, nobody's beating up these Asians, yo. Fucking
date. Who would you rather hang out with, Zach, for a day, Colin or Chet?
I mean,
Colin's gonna party. Don't
I know who exhausting. I want to. I know I'm gonna want to do drugs. So it's
Colin's gonna
that.
Take you to a wine tasting, and you're gonna have to learn how to fend off stabbings with Chet Hanks. Which one's more fun?
I would rather hang out with Chet for real, but I think what I'm saying is. I think Colin is also pretty cool. I mean, I don't know these fucking guys. They could both be monsters.
Can we see just a little segment of an interview with each of them?
Oh, Jesus.
Chet, I'd rather hang out with Tom Hanks, to be honest.
Me lover my dad, Tom Hanks. He's
show
Irene.
The cameo of Chet Hanks doing the dabs.
Sure. Maybe. I just want to see them talk for a second. Because I would rather hang out with...
Oh.
Also, his real name? Chester.
Oh, that sucks. Yes. Chester? That
Chester. But he's so dope that he knew that that's a faggy dweebazoid name, so he changed it.
What are they, the chain smokers? Who are these people?
That you needed a shift, that you needed to get sober.
Well, he's sober.
I think Drew would agree. Like, I had known for a while, but you just don't really want to make the change yet.
These guys are dildos. Look at them.
Do the work yet. You, there's a part
of you
that...
They're fucking badass. Do they have tattoos?
Yeah. You need to make a change.
I know.
But you just...
I want to beat them.
They dress all in black.
You can't really shut that door. You can't really shut that door in your life.
Sober, that rules.
Move on to a new
challenge. Point check.
Good. Let's go to Colin.
I have changed my vote. Yeah.
Well, we shot the pilot. We had a meeting so I could meet Zoe Lister-Jones, who plays my wife. And
so then I built a rocket that really shot into the sky.
And the writer, and I just told the story about when I took my
so one time,
me and my
son, we built a volcano for his science fair.
A working volcano.
We shot it, and then they cut a whole other scene and plopped that one in. So I've learned to now keep the family secrets. Mom,
fucking dork,
putting everything in.
Well, you know, we mentioned Fargo.
I want to give him a wedgie.
Judging him.
I'm gonna give him a wedgie right now. I'm gonna go up and fucking shove him into a locker.
I'm sorry, he's not wearing JNCO jeans, Lewis.
Take his lunch money and
the man is an adult.
That guy spent his whole life getting chumped by Chad. Just every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Yo, we're gonna start a podcast called Chump by Chad. And every day we do it. We chump my brother Colin.
Every day I convince Colin to come in, and then I chump him.
Yo,
yeah.
Me and my friends,
this
we gang raped
chump crucifixion.
Colin's girlfriend in front of him. He couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
It was great.
Every day I say something a little too past the line to my brother's girlfriend, and I watch him not really do anything about it.
I watch him just take it like a bitch. What up, Colin? There he is, Colin. What's up, you little bitch?
Yeah, yeah. Yo,
punch
plug,
he blew no punch back. Punk bitch.
Yo, on
Stingray. ow. Chet, stop it.
I'm chumping with Chet today. We're going to go give Colin an Indian sunburn while he's on set making a movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kicking the door. Get off, Chet.
Today on Chumping with Chet, we're going to record over one of Colin's TiVos.
It's all really passive aggressive.
Yeah. Jumping on Chet, we're going to order a Domino's pizza to Colin's house. We're not
going to order 10 pizzas to Colin's house.
We're
going
to go to Colin's house and eat his peanut butter.
But leave just a little bit that it's
today
annoying.
Jumping with Chet.
You have to scrape it out with a knife. It's just a little at the bottom.
Today on Chumping with Chet, we're going to hold Colin down, and I'm going to drink some high C and then do that thing where I spit, but I'm going to let it almost hit him and then slip it back into my mouth.
Today on Chumping with Chet, we're going to take, you know, those mint chocolates that are covered in the silver things? We're going to do that, but with kitty litter and make them eat shit. Call them shit mouth. Shit mouth Colin. Chumping with Chet, sponsored by Stamps.com.
The Chumping with Chet is a
That's
great
so fun.
Web series.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yo, we gonna Colin Chet- drink all this Kratom. It was a special episode.
That's why Chet Hanks rules.
Chet Hanks rules.
Why? Because of this fake person we're making?
No, he rules, dude. We know. We're
we don't know shit.
We know
Yo,
everything.
We could get a cameo of Chet Hanks doing Chumping with Chet.
100%.
Guarantee.
100%.
Chet, look up how much his cameo is. I'll fucking do it right now if Louis pays for it.
It's only in Jamaican dollars. Like 50 rupees.
I'll be in Jamaica in 5 days.
Nice. How much?
$300.
Oh my God.
For him to be like, what's up? Everything is Irie.
Yeah, his biography is just fucking around.
He rules. He's an actor and a rapper.
Slash rapper. I want to hear his raps.
Oh, my God.
Does he have any songs?
Lewis, instead of giving away fucking $200 or some shit, you could give away a Chet Hanks cameo.
That's actually great.
Yeah?
Today on Chumming with Chet, we're going to text Colin and ask for his Netflix login, even though he knows I should probably have it by now. We're going to keep annoying him with it.
I have a music video if you want.
Chet, why don't you write it down?
Yeah, let's
All right, we're going to wrap up right after this. Because I don't have a lot of time here. I'm about to get a ticket. I keep on getting tickets.
Smokestack.
You're just going to laugh at everything. Chet Hayes is his rap name. Nice. My dad is rich, so I don't have a personality, so I gotta cling to this shit. Yeah.
Let's go. I heard all about you. Everybody say you're trouble.
That's terrible.
This sucks.
All right, stop
it. Is this him?
Just stop it. It's terrible.
That's from years ago. He's gotten better.
I feel like that's
2012.
I feel like that's the beat that Dylan walks to at all times.
Dylan's chump Hanks.
Let's fucking rock and roll. Thank you guys very much for joining us for today's Real Ass podcast titled Jumping with Chet. And we'll be back on Friday with who are the guests, Shannon?
Kevin Ryan and Kevin Brennan.
Kevin Ryan, Kevin Brennan, Kevin Squared, Friday, here on the Real Ass podcast. The nicest and the meanest men in comedy, right here on one show.
Yes. And thank you guys for tuning in to Bye Guys with Zach and Ian. Thank you to our guests, Luis Gomez and Brendan J. Sagalo.
And as always, we're just saying, bye, guys!
That's all, folks.